This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor reaffirmed India's strength and the valour of its armed forces and demonstrated the advancement of indigenous weapons. Addressing an annual NCC PM rally in New Delhi, he said, in modern warfare, battles are not just restricted to borders or use of tanks or guns, but they are also being fought in codes and clouds, referring to cyber and information warfare.
Operation Sindoor ne Bharat ke samarthak ko, hamari sena ke shaurya ko ek baar phir se sthapit kiya hai. Operation Sindoor ne ye bhi dikhaya ki hamare swadeshi hathiyar kitne advanced aur high tech hai. Aaj kal ke aadhunik yudh mein yuva kaushal ki bhumika bahut badh gayi hai. Ab yudh sirf seema par tank, bandook aur golon tak simit nahi raha hai.
Taking note of a special Operation Sindoor theme tableau presented by the NCC during the event held at the Kariyappa Parade Ground, Prime Minister appreciated the efforts made by NCC cadets for national security. During the operation, more than 75,000 NCC cadets had volunteered across the country, working tirelessly in civil defense, hospital management, disaster relief and community services. Beating retreat ceremony marking the culmination of 77th Republic Day celebrations will be held today at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament today. The document is prepared by the Finance Ministry's Department of Economic Affairs under the guidance of the Chief Economic Advisor. The Economic Survey is a comprehensive view of the country's current economic state and future outlook. Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on Sunday. The last rites of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar will be performed with full state honours at Baramati in Pune district at around 11 a.m. today. Nationalist Congress Party NCP Chief Pawar died in a plane crash yesterday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Baramati today to attend Pawar's funeral. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and members of the state cabinet will also be present at the funeral. Maharashtra government has announced public holiday following the death of the Deputy Chief Minister, whose chartered aircraft crashed while attempting to land at Baramati Airport yesterday morning. Union Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has constituted a high-level committee to strengthen farmer producer organizations, FPOs, in Tamil Nadu. The decision follows the recent visit of Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan to Erode, where operational, technical and market-related challenges faced by FPOs were discussed with farmers and other stakeholders. Acting on these points, the ministry approved the formation of the committee to review the performance of the FPOs in the state and recommend corrective measures. Uttar Pradesh government has launched a helpline for farmers which will assist them in getting complete information about the welfare scheme run by the government. Now the farmers will no longer need to visit government offices repeatedly to get information about the agriculture department schemes. All information will be available through a single phone call. Agriculture Minister Surya Pratap Shahi, along with Minister of State Baldev Singh Aulakh, inaugurated the Agriculture Department helpline at the Directorate of Agriculture in Lucknow. India's growing role in the global food economy and its deepening partnership with the UAE are highlighted at the Gulf Food World Economy Summit, where senior government officials and industry leaders discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation across the food and beverage sector. Delivering the keynote address at an India-centric session, Ministry of Food Processing Industry Secretary Avinash Joshi underscored India's emergence as a global food leader with emphasis on value-added food processing, supply chain resilience and expanding collaboration with the UAE. And in men's cricket, India suffered a 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 International, the five-match series at Vishakhapatnam last night. Put into bat first, visitors posted 215 runs for 7 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs with the help of Tim Seifert's 62 of 36 and Devon Conway's 44 of 23 balls. In reply, India were bowled out for 165 in 18.4 overs despite a quick 65 of 23 balls by Shivam Dubey and 39 of 30 balls by Rinku Singh. And with that, we end this news bulletin.